Well, some people think it's hard to learn Braille, the tactile reading method used by the blind. Others note that the approach that we take to teaching Braille really hasn't changed in 100 years. However, a Minnesota woman has just received some awards for a new teaching method of teaching Braille. It's using an approach that some say is revolutionary. That person is Emily Wharton. She is the Curriculum and Technology Coordinator at Blind, Inc., and she is here in the studio this morning. Thanks for coming in, Emily.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Okay, now you said at a conference last fall that some of the people that you were teaching when you started at Blind, Inc. had what you called sort of quote-unquote bad Braille-itude. That's an interesting phrase. What does that mean?
Yeah, there's a lot of people, or not a lot of people, but there's some people out there, some in the rehab profession even, who work with blind people, who tell adults who go blind later in life, or people who just didn't learn Braille as a kid, that, oh, you don't want to learn Braille because it's slow and it's hard, and you can just do things with audio or with computers or on your phone, and you don't need Braille. But Braille really isn't hard to learn. It's just a skill like learning any other skill. Mm-hmm. And adults can still learn. Adults, you know, we learn all the time. And so we wanted to make it so that people, to dispel those myths about Braille being slow and hard. Mm-hmm. And because it is so useful and it's so important to be able to do, to be literate and have that kind of flexibility in how you get and give out information.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that some people in the past would have taken maybe 6 months to take their time to learn how to read Braille, and you've reduced that in some cases down to 6 weeks using what is called Codemaster. So how does that work?
Well, we've been working on it. When I started doing this in 2009, I learned Braille as an adult, and I was talking to other people who learned Braille as an adult, and we're kind of gathering ideas. And what we, you know, through talking it through, what we'd figured out is that when you're learning Braille as an adult, you're doing two different things. You're learning the Braille code, what it means, what each of the symbols mean, and then you're also learning how to read with your fingers. You're learning how to develop your tactile sensitivity, mm-hmm. and, you know, pick things up through your fingers that you're used to picking up through your eyes, probably. And so those are kind of two distinct different activities. And so why not teach them separately? So we figured out that you could start out by teaching the code first, teaching people that, you know, the letter A is a dot one and the letter B is a dots one and two and all the way through the code. And then we can work on the tactile sensitivity and things and reading speed and becoming more fluent later. And that would make the process, you know, easier and less stressful on adults and just make it go through faster. And so when people learn the code and what the symbols mean, they can work on developing their sense of touch and getting faster at reading by reading things that they actually really want to read. Mm-hmm. In our internet age, you can get so much text online. You can get basically anything online in electronic form.
Sure.
And we can take that and send it to a device called a Braille embosser.
Oh.
Where you can, it's like a Braille printer, and it just makes hard copy Braille. Or you can send it to an electronic device called a Braille display that has these little pins that pop up and make the Braille. So whatever's on the computer screen mm-hmm. shows up on the display in Braille. So that makes Braille so available to people that in ways that it wasn't 20 years ago. It used to be you'd sit there and you'd wait for a big honking book to come from the library and you'd be waiting weeks for that to happen. But
sure.
You can have Braille what you want to read instantly, and we want to leverage that because it's almost easier to work on reading when you're reading what you want to read.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you started this in 2009. How long did it take you to really come up with this Codemaster?
It's been an evolving process. I'm on version 8.2, I think, right now.
One iteration after the other.
Yeah, so we've got kind of a basic textbook and a system and kind of a way we go through it, but we've been adding things along the way. We have audio files that come with a book that are designed for people who learn better through audio. That's their learning style.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, you know, different drills and things that we do, you know, on writing on what's called a a Braille note taker. It's where you can you have six keys that represent the six Braille dots, and you type on there, and that helps people learn the code by people who are, you know, more of a kinesthetic sort of learner.
Okay.
And we've been developing charts and things like that. So we've been kind of just working on it and adding things as we go and iterating and trying new stuff and really just trying to do a lot of stuff that's like common sense and put it together and in a way that that works and it feeds off of, you know, contemporary learning theory. Mm-hmm. You know, what we know about how people learn. We're trying to use that.
Now, you've been talking also about helping students, it's an interesting phrase, redistribute frustration. So how does that work and how do you accomplish that?
When I learned Braille when I was about 20, because I could read print when I was a kid, and they didn't think that I should learn Braille, because I could read print.
Who's they?
The teachers and administrators and the powers that decide things in education, I guess. Because I could read print, I could just read it very, very slowly. And then I was kind of had thick glasses and I was hunched over a desk like a human question mark. And it wasn't very efficient. And I was running into situations where it was absolutely not working for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned Braille when I was 20 years old in college. And
the hard way.
Yeah, the hard way. And I was saying to myself, I feel like a first grader. And to read again. And that's not how I should feel as an adult learning Braille. I should feel like an adult who's just learning a new skill, just like you're picking up anything else. Like you decide to pick up the guitar, you decide to pick up whatever new thing you're going to pick up. That's how I should feel. So I'm like, okay, let's, you know, what can we do to make sure people feel more like adults? And so we're, you know, by dividing the learning process in half, we can get through things faster. And it's not, you're not sitting there thinking, okay, I got these dots under my fingers. I can't feel them. Okay, what am I feeling? Okay, I figured out what I'm feeling now. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so you got that. That tends to make people more frustrated because you're doing those two steps at once. As you know, separating them out just will redistribute that and make it just flow better.
Okay, we've got about a minute or so left here in our talk. The word is that you're a little bit embarrassed about all the attention you've been kind of receiving of late, the awards you've been receiving. So really, I want to finish by asking what it's been like to develop this approach and have people actually adopt it and react to it and find it so useful and worthwhile.
I did it because we needed it. I did it because I like to make stuff and do stuff.
Right.
In terms of curriculum and things, and we're always, at Vinick, we're always working on that kind of stuff. You know, trying to find better ways of teaching things.
Sure.
And so and I didn't think anything of it. I was really really surprised when Dr. Bell, when we were at the Braille Symposium, suggested that, you know, I apply for this award. And I'm like, really? So I'm like, okay, if you think so. And so I've just been really kind of, I'm really, really happy with the response that we've been getting. I just was kind of overwhelmed and surprised because I just didn't think about it in those terms.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. Well, we have been talking with Emily Wharton. She is the Curriculum and Technology Coordinator at Blind Inc. One last thing I want to ask about is that you developed this for learning Braille, but it can be applied to a lot of different genres as well.
Yeah. Well, we do a lot of integrating of Braille. We have our Braille and our technology, assistive technology, all in one class because it's so a piece that, you know, all of it, this is the information age and everything's all connected and it's all communications.
Okay.
So, you know, we've been using a lot of these kind of things in our computer training as well and blending them two together. And I started out as a cane travel instructor too. So it took, you know, some of the ways of going about things I borrowed from that, from the structured discovery methodology that we use in cane travel as well. So,
Okay. Yeah,
it all connects.
It does. Emily Wharton has won awards from the National Federation of the Blind and the National Braille Press for her new approach called Codemaster to Teaching Braille. And she is currently working on a book about these new techniques. Emily Wharton, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Okay. You're listening to The Morning Blend on KFAI.